I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The wise old sage we know as French Creek Freddy is due to emerge from his hole Sunday and let us know if there will be an early spring or six more weeks of winter. And we'll talk about it right after this. Sunday is Groundhog Day, and it's become quite a celebration at the West Virginia Wildlife Center in French Creek in recent years. Rob Sylvester at the Wildlife Center says they expect a good crowd for the event Sunday morning.
The weather's going to be a little bit nicer that day. It's going to be in high 30s or low 40s, so we expect to have a decent turnout.
Now, look, unlike some of the better-known prognosticators, Freddie makes his prediction based on what the weather that day is and not on the whims of some committee.
We basically try to have some fun with it. The forecast usually comes out at 10 o'clock, so I know some of the other places do it real early in the morning. We're like, well, you need to let the sun come up, so give them a chance to see shatter or not. But we usually do ours around 10, and then this year we have a couple other activities planned. The gift shop will be open, and then we're actually going to have our second year. We're going to have a wood chucking contest where your person can chuck some wood. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with it this year.
Sylvester says all of this goes back to a Roman celebration known as Candlemas Day.
When the Roman legions kind of overtook the Tetons, they kind of brought it to Europe. And, of course, it was the common thing was if the sun shined on Candlemas Day, the snow would swirl until May, meaning if you had a sunny day on Candlemas Day, you'd have six more weeks of bad weather. The Germans used that hedgehog, and they basically said if a hedgehog would see its shadow on that day, it meant the sun was out. So when it came to America, we didn't have hedgehogs, but what we did have was woodchucks, and that's how it actually got started here in the Americas, using the woodchuck or the groundhog instead of a hedgehog.
Which brings us to the origination of that name, French Creek Freddy?
The former superintendent here, Bill Vanscoy, came up with that name. And I don't know if he intentionally meant to do that. I think a reporter asked him, well, what do you call your groundhog? And I think he said Freddy, and it stuck. So French Creek Freddy, and it's been that ever since we started the celebration back in 1978.
And we'll find out Sunday whether it's going to be an early spring or six more weeks of winter. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.